You're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. The majors 18-18 on the season, 11-5 in SCAC play. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season and making the SCAC tournament.
Thank you, Russell. Appreciate that.
Coach, as I mentioned, the majors 18-18 on the year, 11-5 in SCAC play, winners of 12 of your last 14 games, earning the number 2 seed out of the Eastern Division. Just talk about the way this team has been playing as you guys head to the SCAC championships.
Kind of getting things together a little bit, you know, in the last month or so. Things usually start clicking in on players a little bit late in the year, and coaches, we start looking a little bit smarter, and they start playing better, and we just try to keep things pieced together and keep them focused on how important April is and try to get to the tournament.
Coach, as I look at your roster, a really young team, just 4 upperclassmen, and as I mentioned, you know, you've won 12 of your last 14 games. How have you seen this team develop as the season has gone on and seen this young group of talent really grow into a team and start to click on the right page?
You know, we have a group of sophomores that played quite a bit for us last year. And that group, along with the upperclassmen, I think they left last season. We left Greencastle not feeling real good about the team and what direction they were going. And I can actually say, I think, where they were going individually. Collectively, they got things together when they got back in August, September, and discussed the future and everything else. And I think that's really carried over throughout the fall and into the spring and kind of where we are right now. So the fact that any simply, I guess, that we got things together. They really bonded and got things together and made a commitment and decided that they were not going to let things occur as they did last year and really push forward and, again, just try to keep things in a positive way.
Coach Allison Tarbox and Megan Iglesias tied for the SCAC leaders with 6 home runs apiece on the year. The team as a whole, second most in the SCAC. Just talk about the pop this lineup has and the instant offense that can provide and really a spark in your lineup.
Well, those two are obviously just by numbers. I wouldn't be keeping a secret by numbers. Obviously, they're the power people for us. And, hitting is about good pitch selection and sometimes about pitchers making mistakes. But I can't take anything away from them. They work hard at what they do when it comes to going to the batting cage and things like that. So they work hard at it. They have a lot of pride in it. Hopefully they can see the ball well and continue hitting it for us.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today we're joined by Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. And coach, as you guys enter the SCAC championships this season, you'll be the second team with second most errors, 67 on the year, second most of the teams entering the tournament. Just talk about the importance of trying to shore up that defense as you head into the SCAC tournament and trying to cut down on those mistakes.
No question. I mean, you can't provide a extra out as the game goes on. And it's something that we've paid a lot of attention to, and it can be a combination of things, over-aggressive play and nerves and things like that take place. I don't think a player ever makes an error intentionally. So we just try to sum those things through some practice situations and talking with them and just get them a little bit more settled in. And again, express the importance of, look, we can't extend innings. It's tough enough to get 3 outs against quality people, and sometimes getting that 3rd out in the conference tournament or a conference ball game is extremely tough. We'll be focused on that enough, and we can put all those things aside, it's down to about a three-day season now.
You know, Coach, even with the small struggles that you have had in the field this year, at the plate your team has been outstanding. You'll go into the SCAC tournament with a team batting average of .329, second best of any team in the conference. Just talk about the way this team has been able to be so productive at the plate and the confidence that this team can have going into a tournament environment, knowing you can really, possibly hit your way to an SCAC championship.
Well, I think hitting sometimes, and I'm sure you've heard the cliche, hitting can be infectious. And you go through a dugout, and sometimes a couple of kids get hot, and players with any kind of pride in them start looking around and say, look, we could do this, or I could do this. And they work on things individually, and it's about getting better as individuals. And I think that's what's happened. You mentioned Megan and Allison worked hard at it, and they all do. I mean, everybody on that group does. The Thompson and Hewitt and the rest of them, they all work hard at it. I think there's a pride factor at some point that really seeps into the dugout and says, look, let's go get this thing done as a group.
Coach, finally, as we look ahead to your first matchup in the SCAC tournament this weekend, you'll face off against the Ruse of Austin College. You defeated Austin College twice earlier in this season. Talk about what you can take away from those two games at the beginning of the year as you head into this weekend, and also what will be key for the majors to continue to do things well and try and make a deep run in this SCAC championships.
I think, you know, we're not going to so much harp on the fact that we beat them twice. It's just maybe the fact that we're somewhat familiar with them. But that was, you know, that was more than a month ago, and things changed, lineups changed and everything else. And, you know, we just have to approach a completely different team. I'm sure they're a different bunch than what they were when they came to Jackson a while back, and their approach is going to be different. So, you know, we're expecting nothing but their best. They've got some new players in the lineup that were earlier in the year. So it's going to be a tough one for us, and you know, we focus on Friday 2 o'clock, and that's all we can zone in on.
Millsaps College head softball coach Roland Rodriguez. Again, Coach Rodriguez and his majors will open up their SCAC championships Friday, April 27th in the game number 2 of the SCAC tournament, 2 p.m. Central Time against Austin College, number 3 seed out of the Western Division. Coach, congratulations again on making the SCAC tournament a great regular season, and best of luck as you move to the championships.
Great, Russ. Thanks for all you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.